This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, March 4th, 2011, and that skip is appropriate. Because it was the D-Day that never was today.
Right. The deadline that's been skipped.
Was extended for 24 hours, and now, according to breaking news, it has been extended another 7 days until next Friday.
Well, five, technically.
Yeah, well, they're going to take the weekend off.
They're going to take the weekend off.
You got to recharge batteries a little bit. Entire football world's on the line. We need a break.
When
but anyway.
News breaks, we break it. Patriots.com radio.
That's enough for the labor talk. The deadline has been pushed back, so when we return next Friday for this Patriots.com roster report podcast, hopefully we'll have an update. Either Armageddon will have hit, or a deal will have been struck, or there'll be another extension. Who knows? But we do have some actual roster news to talk about this week. Very exciting. Well, some of it's exciting, some of it a little sad. And I'm going to start with the biggest news of the week. Guard Stephen Neal, calling it a career. I don't think surprising anyone, considered retirement last offseason when he was a free agent, returned on a two-year deal, played eight games this year, but then, as is so often the case with him, injured his shoulder, had another surgery, was on IR for the conclusion of the season, has missed at least four games in each of the last four seasons. Over his nine-plus years in New England, only had two 16-game seasons. That was, I believe, 04 and 05 back-to-back. And just a very interesting career. Everybody knows the story. Former world-class wrestler, did not play college football. Joined the Patriots, went to the Eagles for just a little bit, came back, ended up on the active roster in 2001, was inactive for the Super Bowl, but did win three Super Bowl rings here in New England, and when healthy was on par with Logan Mankins in terms of talent at the guard position for the Patriots, but injured his shoulder in his first NFL start in 2002 against the Packers, diving on a ball, a loose ball, a heady play on a backward pass. Missed the remainder of that season, missed the following season, and has essentially battled shoulder injuries ever since, and decided to walk away from the game while he still had somewhat normal use of the shoulder. He said in a conference call yesterday and on PFW in Progress on Patriots.com that the next injury would be one that would cause long-term, real-world ramifications, and so he chose this time to step away from the game. And I think it's a sad day because one of the true nice guys in the locker room and a great player.
He was, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, but I think I don't really think his heart was in it coming into this year.
Right.
I think when he considered retirement last year, as we've said about players so many times, when you're in the position of considering, you're already pretty much there. And I think that was the case with Neal, but something in him just couldn't quite give up, so he signed the two-year deal. I thought it was a little implausible that he finish out that full two-year deal, and as it turns out, he agreed.
And even he said yesterday, I think he used the phrase, the team will be better off without me.
Yeah.
Not just the injuries. I think you're right. Some of that was, it's time to move on. Mm. He's had obviously a long, difficult athletic career. You don't play the highest level of wrestling and then the highest level of football without commitment,
right,
without giving up a lot in your personal life. Now it's time for, as he said, to go do some laundry, clean some floors, be a dad, mm-hmm, and be a husband.
And promote wrestling, he says.
And help out the Cal wrestling program. As he said, wrestling programs are dropping like flies across the country in these tough economic times, and he, for a few years now, has been supporting his team and wrestling in general. So he'll go into that. I want to read the statement from Bill Belichick that was released yesterday after the announcement of the retirement. Quote, "They don't come any better than Steve Neal," said Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. "In terms of improvement and development as a player, Steve may have accomplished more than any player I have ever been around." Keep in mind, Bill Belichick has been coaching 35 years with a number of teams and a number of great stories. "His toughness, intelligence, and competitiveness were at rare levels and all contributed to him going from being a champion in an individual sport to being an integral part of championship teams. I congratulate Steve for an incredible career and thank him for everything he did for me personally, our team, and our organization." End quote.
Coaches, I think, like to use superlatives when they talk about players, former players, who are moving on to different stages of their lives. But I think in this case, Belichick's words are fitting and appropriate for Neal's case.
Yes. And couple things I'll remember from Stephen Neal. I don't know if you've seen the photo on the sideline. I believe it's the Adam Vinatieri field goal. and Super Bowl 36 in New Orleans, and he's on the sideline in street clothes because he was inactive for the game. And if you get a chance to see one of those, check out how high off the ground he is.
Oh, really?
Jumping to celebrate.
Really?
The man, I've heard that he can, you know, the Patriots locker room can touch his head to the Patriots locker room ceiling, which is like...
What?
10 and a half, 12 feet, I don't know, some ridiculous. He's a great athlete. That's
touch his head?
Story. Supposedly. I wouldn't bet against him.
Really?
He's one of the greatest athletes that's probably... You know, in terms of big bodies, 300-plus pounders that we've ever seen. You know, everybody talks about Brock Lesnar,
yep.
who he beat in wrestling.
Yep.
Stephen Neal up there.
And if in real wrestling, not in real professional wrestling.
Yes. And if it weren't for his wife, maybe he'd try UFC, but his wife has strictly forbid him from doing that, despite me challenging him.
I know. I couldn't believe
he looked up you in progress.
I thought he was going to say, yeah, my first fight will be against you,
yeah,
tough guy.
I wouldn't take that fight. I'd talk a good fight.
I lift things up and put them down.
He'd be lifting up and putting me down, but yeah, not gently.
Several times.
Other news, and so great career for Stephen
Neal. Congratulations to him on his retirement and on his illustrious career.
And wish him luck in whatever he may pursue down the road. That applause is quite fitting. But yesterday, the Patriots did a little bit of accounting, housekeeping type maneuverings in the uncertainty of the labor situation.
Yeah, last minute too. Literally.
Yes, because they had to. Extended tender offers to restricted free agents, says the release. They extended tender contracts to restricted free agent running back Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and safety Gerard Page, both reportedly at the second round tender level, which last year was $1.68 million. So somewhere in that range moving forward, you know, assuming there's restricted free agents and tenders. And, you know, the one difference is Jarrod Page is a restricted free agent if you use uncapped year rules.
Yep.
Whereas Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is a third-year veteran. Probably will be restricted no matter what happens down the road. Also, Kyle Arrington was extended an exclusive rights tender of a reported $480,000. He of technically two NFL seasons, even though he's kind of been in the league
right.
for three.
Kind of like Steve Neal.
Yeah. The accrued seasons, he's a two, so he's an exclusive rights guy. Gets the $480,000. And Quinn Ojanaka was not tendered.
A little bit of surprise.
Theoretically becomes a free agent
to me.
If there were free agency at some point or however that plays out. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean they won't re-sign him. It just means they're not willing to give him one of the
tender
numbers.
Yeah.
So who knows how that plays out, but, you know, who knows really how that all plays out because we don't know the system. So
right.
we don't know if any
don't
of that
know the rules.
Is meaningful. But it's basically teams covering their bases because, as I've seen it explained, if by chance it gets ugly, the union decertifies, they sue, a judge steps in, he could say, we're going to extend the CBA under 2009 rules. So... you have to extend your tenders and do those types of things just to dot all your I's and cross all your T's, so to speak, to make sure. But the biggest news of the week, at least in terms of physical size, has not yet become official, but we're pretty sure it's true. Reports that Marcus Stroud has joined the New England Patriots, former Jacksonville Jaguar All-Pro, former Buffalo Bill, has joined the New England Patriots on the defensive line, reportedly on a two-year deal. Reportedly reached it Tuesday night, according to Adam Schefter. 6'6", 310-pounder, former first-round pick in that 01 draft that brought us so many people like Damian Lewis and Gerard Warren and Richard Seymour and all these guys, Marcus Stroud in that illustrious group. He'll turn 33 in June. He's recovering from off-season shoulder surgery and was actually cut by Buffalo because he failed a physical. You know, they may have wanted to just move on. There were reports that he struggled a little bit playing end, actually, in the 3-4 in that transition. He's been a very successful 4-3 player over his career in Jacksonville, much of it with John Henderson. So Marcus Stroud slides in, and I ask you, Eric, A, do you like the move? He's a veteran of 146 career games, 129 starts, 29.5 sacks. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. He has played in all 16 games each of the last five seasons, which is good. But I ask you, A, do you like the move, and B, do you take this as any sign that maybe Gerard Warren won't be back, and would you be disappointed if Gerard Warren won't be back?
Well, not knowing too much about how he's recovering from this shoulder injury, I do like the move. I'm a little surprised by it because my feeling was that Gerard Warren had done enough to probably warrant a return engagement. By all accounts, he was well-liked among his teammates, well-respected among his coaching staff. Even played kind of hurt towards the end of the year, showed his toughness. I thought he contributed well. Was in kind of a similar situation where he was a, you know,
4-3 guy.
Former a highly touted player. Become sort of a journeyman, but has had productivity along the way. This, to me, doesn't bode as well for the likes of Mike Wright or, say, Ty Warren, both of whom are recovering from their own serious injuries. Warren out all last year on injured reserve. Mike Wright with this concussion that really is troubling. He's been out since November. So I don't know what to make of it as far as those guys go. I do like the move because, though, at the end of the season last year, there was what started out as the strength of the team on defense, the defensive line, through attrition, injuries, just became a sort of cobbled-together group.
Yep.
They were signing guys off the street who were starting and contributing right away. So
moving Vince Wilfork around wherever necessary to kind of plug the dike.
So I kind of look at this move as similar to the signing of Gerard Warren last year. And if they can get the same kind of contribution out of Stroud that they got from Warren, then I'm happy with the move. I just am concerned with what it means for these other players.
I agree with you keeping an eye on what it means for other players. A couple of notes that came out in published reports this week. Mike Wright has reportedly been in Foxborough working out here at Gillette Stadium, coming back from those concussion issues that he had that landed him on IR. So that's good news that he's working out at least and moving forward towards being ready for next season. And Ty Warren was actually contacted by, I believe, the Boston Herald in a report to see, you know, his reaction, if he'd been contacted possibly about taking a pay cut because coming off an injury, he's got a pretty high number. Said he had not and didn't expect to be. Doesn't really want to be, pretty much. But it will be interesting to watch, see how all these pieces unfold if Gerard Warren is brought back when free agency hits. And a lot of people have speculated that the five-technique defensive end, which Stroud, I'm assuming, will play at his 6'6", 310 frame, mm-hmm. could be a target of one of the early picks, 17, 28, 33, guys like J.J. Watt, and Cameron Jordan, and Cam Hayward. And will the team continue to go down that road, or are they going to go the veteran route? Maybe they do bring back Warren. You have Stroud. You bring back Ty Warren. You have Mike Wright now. Okay, you have enough bodies to, as you say, kind of cobble together at least a pretty good group to start the year.
And there are a lot of those younger players, the Myron Pryors, the Kyle Loves, the Brandon Dedricks. You don't know how much of a leap they're going to make. Ron Brace, we have to throw in there as well.
So there's a lot of bodies there.
There are a lot of bodies.
I don't know if they're all good, but they're bodies.
They're there. So
they're warm.
They are, yeah. And they were a little cold towards the end of the year, too.
Yes. And Ron Brace update, he is rehabbing from the
tricep elbow surgery
that he had with an eye on being ready for next year. And so that's interesting. Those big bodies, you know, get a lot of them. It's always good to have a lot of big bodies on the football field. It's a good way to win football games.
Well, especially in the trenches.
In the trenches.
That's what they're supposed to be big.
Really?
Yeah, well. Okay. We have a big body on our PFW crew. But
he's not here today because he is seeing low-level basketball in the CAA tournament, going to see his Northeastern Huskies.
Are they playing right now?
I don't think so because I think he's en route.
Yes, he was traveling today down to watch his Huskies take on somebody, lose to somebody.
If they lose in the first round, does he come home or does he stay for the whole tournament?
He doesn't stay for the whole tournament either way because he has no faith that his team's going to go to the end of the tournament.
He always plans to come home Sunday before the end of the tournament.
He'll be home Sunday either way. Yeah, but what if they put a Cinderella run together?
Yeah.
He misses it. He's watching it from home.
It's very Perillo-like.
You call him fair weather?
No, it's just irrational planning.
He rarely takes part in these anyway. And you know what? We don't really need him now.
We had a great show yesterday without him.
We did. We don't need Paul Perillo. The Combine, what does Fred call us? The Combine Kids?
Combine Kids. Combine with a K.
The Combine Kids just kicked butt on a Ross Report podcast here on Patriot.com. Marcus Stroud reportedly in the building. Stephen Neal has exited stage left permanently, going back to the left coast where he's from, California. He'll enjoy it out there where it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like Kyle Arrington, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, and Jared Page we'll be back in 2011 whenever that
2011
season does come
around. Yeah.
7-day extension on the CBA. And 7 days from now, you'll hear another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Until then, for Eric Scalavino, for, I guess, Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Peace out.
This is John Hanna, Patriot Hall of Famer. Download the podcast now.